Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, er sagt, der Schwiees Perik Ches Mishnah Dalet, ho im Elapayel, if someone says to a worker during a Shemitah year, hey, lach Isser Zeh, here, take this coin. Isser was a kind of coin. Lekoitli Yarekayayim, and please go out there, and those kind of vegetables that you're allowed to take, certain kinds you can't, certain kinds you can, the ones that you can take, you know, pick it for me. Schari Mutter, this coin does not have the Kiddusha of Shemitah on it, and it's mutter to do whatever you want with it. He's getting this coin for working. He's not exchanging it for Perish Shemitah. On the other hand, if he said to him, Lakatli boy Yorakaya, here you see this coin? With this coin, I want you to pick vegetables for me today. In other words, the way we understand the word buy is you take the vegetables, they're hefka, so they're yours. Okay, so I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to buy them with this coin. Okay, so it's his vegetables, Perish Shemitah, you're buying it, then the Kiddusha goes on to the money. So in other words, what the Mishnah is telling us is, if I'm getting paid for the work, there's no Kiddusha on the money. But if you're buying the Perish Shemitah for me, then there is Kiddusha on the money. Right, Rizak, the Mishnah, here we come to an interesting halach. Lokach min anachtoim kicker bepunyan. I purchased from a baker a loaf of bread. Kicker is a loaf, a block. Bepunyan for the value of a punyan. Punyan is actually two issers. And I say to him, kisha elkoit yarkoit sada, when I'm going to collect some of the vegetables on the field, avilach, I'll bring it to you. Now, the vegetables are easily available, explains the Batanun. The baker, if he wants, he can get them himself. So we don't consider this like he's paying up the choiv, he's paying up for the bread with the vegetables. Rather, he's saying, you know, do me a favor, give me the bread. What I have, I'll give you. So they're each giving each other presents. And therefore, mutter, it's mutter. He's going to bring the baker the vegetables. And it's not called paying up a choiv with perish mita, because stamazai, if I owe someone money, I can't take perish mita and pay up the choiv with it. That you're not allowed to do. But suppose lokach mimenu, I took from the baker stam a loaf of bread. I didn't say I'm going to pay. So what happens when you go into a grocery and you walk out without paying? You're not a ganav. That means you're taking it on credit. Now you're coming with vegetables. Here, take these. Lo yishalom lo. No, that you can't do because you cannot pay up a choiv midmei shvias. Not from the money of Shemitah and not from Perish Shemitah. She'ein poirin choiv midmei shvias. That is the halach. Cannot pay up a debt with either Shemitah or money that has the Kedusha Shemitah on it. So let me understand this. Can I take Shemitah money and buy food? Yes. But you have to give it to the person who's selling you the food right away. But once you buy the food on credit, it becomes a chayv. Once it becomes a chayv, cannot use Shemitah money to pay up a chayv. So chazing over our Mishnah, if someone pays me to collect hefkadika Shemitah vegetables that I'm allowed to take. As long as I'm being paid for my work, not for the vegetable, there's no Kiddusha Shemitah on that money. But once it's expressed in such a way, I'm going to get the vegetables from Hefker, and he's going to pay me for those vegetables, then the Kiddusha goes on to the money. If you go to a baker, and you take bread, and you say, okay, you know, when I collect some vegetables, which really you could do also, when I collect it, I'll bring it to you. It sounds like you give me a present, I'll give you a present. But if I don't say anything, I just walk out without paying, and the baker puts it on the bill, and I come back with the vegetables, that's called being parea achayv. Pay a shemitah, and you can't pay up achayv, neither with money that has kiddusha shemitah, or pay rice that has kiddusha shemitah. By the way, maybe some of you have a kasha. Didn't we learn earlier that you're not allowed to take money for dyeing, for coloring the wool with the plant of the Shemitah herb? I told over here it says as long as you're getting paid for working, it's okay. So, I'll give you homework. Look in the Taisus Yamtif and see what he answers.